This is the Day Zero Update for April 16th, 2017. I'm Filippo Dinolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
And I'm Chris Elogi.
And this week, you'll learn why you should probably listen to the show a bit more often. Because, not we were right not once, but twice. So, yeah. But we've got a lot of other stuff to talk about, including why I think August is probably going to be the month where we have no more money. At least it's starting to shape up that way.
Yeah.
But, before we do that, something you wanted to say, Pat?
Yeah, I'm okay. I did have to bow out of the Let's Weekend podcast a couple nights ago early, completely against my plans. I thought I was just going to be back in a couple minutes. That didn't happen. And I know, as for what I was talking about at the top of the show, I do know what's up now. I was diagnosed with something called peripheral vascular disease. It's something that, is potentially serious but totally treatable. And we've got the ball rolling on that now. So, for one thing, it's a relief to finally be getting on top of that, and also to be back on meds for things that I'd been dealing with for much longer than that. And also, thanks Final Fantasy XIV for sort of directly, indirectly bringing it to my attention.
Yeah. It's strange how those things sometimes work.
Yep. So I'm okay and ready to do some podcasting, so let's get started.
Yeah, so let's get right into it. So, this week, as far as gaming goes, I've been playing quite a bit more Rock Band 4 than I usually do. A little while ago, they released the online patch, which I've been taking advantage of. It's, it's Rock Band Online. I mean, that's just kind of how it works.
It's what it says on the tin.
Yeah, it does exactly what you'd expect it to. So, not a whole lot to say there, other than, it's been like almost 2 years since the game released, and now it's actually finally fully featured. So, yeah, it probably took longer than they would have liked, and probably aren't going to get back some of those people they burned early on. So, which is unfortunate, because it's a really good game now, so... Still a great party game. Just saying.
Yep.
Yeah, I've been playing a bit of that, and, what else have I been doing? Diablo 3, I've been going through the season content, which is actually really a lot of fun. Yeah, if you haven't started the season yet, it's basically each season you start up a character, and the character is basically only really good for that season. So you get season-specific loot and all that cool stuff. It's, Yeah, it's kind of an interesting way to play because you're actually playing on the clock, which is kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. Yeah. By on the clock, I mean a season is, I think, typically 3 months. So, yeah, so you got that long to get your character up as high as you can. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to, sit down sometime and play some Diablo online because it's been a while.
It has.
Yeah. So... But that's been my week. How about you, Pat?
For me, a lot of the typical stuff. King of Fighters 14, Street Fighter V, Heaven's Ward. I felt like I should spend a little bit of time in Eorzea last night in light of the fact, just in light of everything that's happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Had some fun. I did Samal Hard Mode, which is an incredible dungeon. I had a lot of fun with it. Plus, it brought back one of the Uematsu tracks from version 1, so that's always good. And another thing, a friend of mine has been picking up Drive Club again, so I've been playing a little bit of that, getting a feel for it again. So that's probably going to be a thing for me moving forward.
Yeah, it's a good game to be playing. It's still a lot of
fun. If you haven't looked back at that game since launch, Yeah, do it, because
a lot of stuff has been changed.
Especially if you bought the season pass.
Yeah. If you haven't, you may as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there.
Especially because I think it's been discounted now.
Yeah, I think it's on sale right now, actually.
Oh.
But don't quote me on that. I'll have to check.
Yeah.
Mm. How about you, Brandon?
Persona 5.
Simple
enough.
It is
one of those games, isn't it?
Yep, it really, really is. And I finished the third main dungeon last night. I've been told that there are about, I think, 7 dungeons in total. So I'm just about at the halfway point as far as the main story goes.
How many hours have you put into the game so far?
Oh, God, I don't know. Let's see. It came out last week. Didn't it? So, probably, let's see. About 3 to 4. It's got to be a good 40, 50 hours.
Damn.
At this point.
Yeah.
But I also suck at math.
Oh.
So, you know, take that with a grain of salt. That's basically been my main gaming for this week. So what about you, Chris?
So I've been continuing on with my MLB 17 pitcher in the Road to the Show mode. And it definitely took an interesting turn earlier today. So as I said before, I was a really good closer that somehow got pushed into being a starter. I had to sort of rush to fill up some of the stats to make it easier for me to pitch deeper into games. And then for whatever reason, the starting pitcher that I replaced while he was out got healthy, and they decided to bench me. Instead of making me the closer again, they made me just a relief pitcher, so I was just kind of a weird kind of Andrew Miller-style hybrid that... Which is weird, because there's no real way to call the coach and say, like, hey, what the hell's going on here? If you're not going to put me as the starter, make me the closer.
Mm.
But during that stretch that lasted for maybe about a month or so, the team just went to shit. no offense to really speak of most of the time. So the little Twitter feed that you get... it's just constantly complaining. The locker room's a mess, and we need somebody to step up. It's like, I'm just a fucking relief pitcher. You guys got to fucking score once in a while. And then out of the blue, I got the start again, and I was just kind of shitting it up. It was late at night, so I just quit out and said I'll just try it again the next day. And when I started up this morning, I was traded to the A's. So now I'm on their AA team in the Texas League, the Midland Rockhounds. So I've been starting over there, and I think I'm on the last game of the season. And so I'm hoping to finish season and then probably start the review from there. And so far I've been doing pretty well. Not much offense so far, but we won one of the start. No, we won both of my starts. I just didn't get credit for it because the offense came late in those games. So that's where I'm at in that. So doing pretty well. The dynamic difficulty has no way of adjusting for me because I am playing on the analog pitching, which is basically all skill. There's no way for them to really make it much harder if I'm nailing the spots. I'm doing that a good number of the times, but there's some points where I get pitches that are should be strikes and they're balls. Huh? Makes me want to just throw the pitch at the umpire and just knock him out for calling this shitty strikes and balls. So that's still going pretty well so far. I'm going to get back into a couple of games that have events going on for the Easter weekend and throughout the rest of the month, which is Overwatch and Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2. Hmm. Overwatch, I tried out their new PvE mode, which is a pretty cool thing. I was actually playing it just before the show, before we started up. And having no idea how long it was lasted, it was a really risky move to do that. I was like, okay, when are we going to get done here? No, seriously, let's just stop screwing around. So that mode features Tracer, Reinhardt, Torbjorn, and Mercy. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a prequel to Overwatch. So it's these people in one of Tracer's first missions with Overwatch.
Yeah.
So the base skins for like Reinhardt has no mask on, that sort of mm-hmm. stuff, and we're just facing robots. Hmm. Lots of robot versions of like Bastion, like a kind of Tron-ish, like purple.
Yeah, they're it's because the thing takes place during the Omnic Uprising. So
man. I want to say it maybe takes place right after or right near the end, something like that.
Right near the end.
Yeah. And so as the Reinhardt, I was basically just having my shield up most of the time, just trying to block what I can. But they put you in a lot of situations where there's usually like two spots that they can come out from to attack. So Torbjorn set him in one way, and it's like, okay, that thing probably has it most of the way that way. I'll just block the other way. I got a couple of nice hits in there, especially towards the end, the last little rush in that the mode is sort of just kill these four like superpower robots. I think I killed three of them by myself, which was really nice. I think they only had like people die like a couple times, but they got revived. Mm. Yeah, and there's like four difficulties. I was playing on the easiest one because that's a nice difficulty to just fuck around and not have to listen to people. Mm. And even then, I think we only got – I think they rate you out of like 5 stars and we got like 2.5 stars.
Oops.
So we still didn't do all that great, but – for the first time out, it was pretty good. Definitely would be nice to see them maybe build towards an expansion that adds more of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of just stop with this, oh, like once or twice a year we'll have this PvE thing that you can do.
Yeah.
As for Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare 2, it's mostly just doing more of the same. And I'm kind of just building up this community event they're doing right now where based on how many kills or what they call vanquishes, you need to get 200 just to qualify for any of the rewards. Mm-hmm. As a community, it's like 15 million for the first chest, and there's 3 chests total. And I don't think they're going to get to the third chest, but the first one's at least been unlocked, so... just playing more of that, and it's still a fun game. Especially if I can get the mute on and not have to listen to stupid people that seem like they have their like a camera mic on. There's just lots of random yelling and shit going on. That the only thing I would like is make it more obvious whether I had the mute on or not.
Yeah.
Because I just hit it, and it's like, do they just not talk, or... It's going to come back? I don't know. Yeah, that's been fun so far. And the big thing I've been playing is Cosmic Star Heroine, the new game from Zeboid Games, which is an RPG on the PS4 and PC that's kind of taken a lot of inspiration from Phantasy Star and Chrono Trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I've been enjoying it quite a bit. I'm on the like the second area, about an hour and a half in, and so far it's been pretty good. There's some interesting parts of the battle system that there's like the whole notion of style points, which generally is supposed to encourage you to just have a variety of actions to take instead of just like mashing the basic attack or something like that. Which it blocks you from that anyway because there's sort of the notion of recharging your moves.
Yeah.
So you see that as you use them, stuff will become unavailable to use until you do a recharge, which is sort of like the defend move.
Okay.
But it essentially will make sure you keep being able to use up your actions, which sometimes, depending on the battle, you don't have to worry about it. Because it seems like HP and all that will just reset after battles. So you just have to worry about getting through the battle.
Okay.
And not so much about just managing like potions or anything like that. I think I have one potion so far in an hour and a half. So it's not really a big deal so far. And yeah, it's been quite a bit of fun so far. They had some weird bugs early on. I don't think they've put out an update yet. But it was essentially that when you try to finish off conversations, it would take the when you press X to end it, it would take it as let's start up again. So just constantly recycling conversations over and over again. If you watch the video I did, like right at the last like 10 minutes, this just starts popping up. And I think they put it out for Steam first just to make sure it's working. I think they're going to push it out to the PS4 version. Yeah, so far it's been pretty good. It's $15. And it seems like it's going to be well worth that.
Cool. Yeah, and I'll be picking that up soon.
Yeah. And this endless wave of games that you need to get. So I think we can move on.
All right, yeah. Speaking of games, we've got a lot that are coming out, and some of that are out. Basically, I won't do these. Mm-hmm. I'll start basically with the PC port of Bayonetta, which just dropped out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was a surprise.
Yeah, it's available on Steam, and according to Digital Foundry, it's a fantastic PC port. So, yep.
And it's only $20.
Only $20. So. If you haven't had a chance to play Bayonetta and you got a pretty good PC, yeah, you probably want to do that. You probably want to grab this. It will run in 4K if you're crazy. You can do that. Bayonetta in 4K. That's almost pornography.
Unless you're playing it in just, you know, a little under that, in which it's only, you know, softcore.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's $20 on Steam.
Until the mods get here.
Oh, boy. God. Forgot about that. Yeah. So that's out on Steam. $20. Pick it up if you have never played Bayonetta. Or even if you have. Just it's probably the best version of the game. So, and coming soon, we got Tumbleseed, May 2nd, coming out for PS4, Switch, and PC. This is a game by the developers of Threes.
Yeah, which they call a roly roguelike.
Yeah.
Essentially controlling the character with this like balance bar that you're using to get them to move throughout the level, kind of like a labyrinth kind of level design.
Yep.
The less maze-like, just more like there's a lot of holes in the levels that you got to avoid.
Yeah, this kind of looks intriguing. And if it's as addictive as Threes, well, yeah, I'll be playing it for months to come afterwards. So. So, this one looks pretty good. It's out in a few weeks, so yeah, check that one out. What else have we got? Oh yeah, here's a kind of bit of a surprise. Uncharted: The Lost Legacy. It's coming out the 22nd of August for $40, which is a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, it's because the game is not really like an expansion, but it's not quite like the length of a normal Uncharted game. It started out as like an expansion, but it grew so big that they had to make it its own game.
Yeah, it was part of a $25, not really a season pass, but initially they were kind of charging $25 for it, and they eventually pulled that out when they started to get an idea of how big the game was going to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which luckily I managed to grab that for $25 the other day because Best Buy is still selling codes for that.
Nice.
And I had a good bit of reward points to get $15 off of that. So that should be nice. If you pre-order it now, you get a copy of Jack and Daxter on the PS4.
Mm-hmm.
That's out. So I'm guessing that'll be out before then.
Yeah.
And I think you get a theme as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a whole free game just for buying this one, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A game that you'd probably want to play anyway. So
yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And what else we got? Also in August, but coming right at the end of August, is Yakuza Kiwami.
Yes.
$30
yes.
for the...
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing this is the original Yakuza, basically.
Yep. Mm. Yeah, a remake.
Yeah.
With a lot more to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Informed a lot by the gameplay of the games that followed because it really needed it.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is what you were saying would be the good jumping in point if you wanted to get into the series. This.
Well, start with Zero and then go to that.
Mm. Okay. Good.
Yeah, just play two games now.
Yeah, just play two games.
they're good games.
Yeah,
they'll probably try to do the others as well.
Yeah.
This sort of style.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe Yakuza 2, but I think they'd stop there.
Yeah. But
Depends on how well it sells.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'll do pretty well. So, yeah. It's available for pre-order now. It will probably be available digitally. Well, I'm sure it's going to be available digitally. So, everything is.
Yeah.
But yeah, your favorite local... Yeah, retailer will have this for $30. That's the Steelbook edition, which is the launch edition. So if you're a fan of Steelbooks, yeah, get it right away.
Just get in on one for $30.
Yeah, so good stuff. Moving on, we got an announcement of Star Wars Battlefront 2 coming out November 17th.
Yep.
Fixing basically all of the stuff that people hated about Battlefront 1.
Number one, campaign.
Yeah.
Yep.
Number two, no season pass.
Number three, space battles.
So
yeah, I don't think they're going to have the ground to space stuff, but other than that, pretty much everything else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
the story looks pretty neat. It takes place after Jedi, Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So you control a squad of stormtroopers right after the second Death Star explodes.
Yeah.
So they're trying to get revenge for their emperor.
So.
And features a woman, which apparently has pissed off some people.
Because of course it fucking has.
People just are stupid and dumb.
I don't know what it's like to be a woman. I can't get immersed in that.
I can't do that. I don't have any parts. I have Audi parts.
It's not like they're all people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just.
But the idea of like you playing, part of the Empire. I gotta admit that is pretty intriguing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an angle especially that hasn't really been approached before in the game.
Yeah, especially as like an elite squad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like. Well, I mean. They did sort of have the sort of ideas back with the old, not Battlefront, but, TIE Fighter.
TIE
Fighter.
Yeah, because you did play as an Imperial pilot back then. Yeah.
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 But one of the things that's intriguing me is because I think because we already mentioned this on... Let's Weekend, and the trailer's been out for a while now, so we'll go ahead and say it. It looks like if what the trailer is telling us that they're trying to sort of steer the Star Wars franchise away from the sort of black and white Sith Jedi thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to sort of put a bit more of a gray area between them.
Yeah. So
you never know. These might be the good stormtroopers.
You never know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's also going to have stuff from all three eras.
Yeah.
So Kylo Ren, Rey is in there, Luke Skywalker, Mace Windu, the Millennium Falcon is in there.
Yeah. For multiplayer, if you're going to be doing that kind of stuff, you just kind of want to throw everything in there and see what
probably
happens.
Probably have stuff from the new Episode 8.
Yeah.
I would assume so.
I would hope so. Yeah, looks like the game that the original should have been, but hey, in better late than ever, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, if you're one of those folks that just didn't get in on the first one because you didn't want to do multiplayer only, and you were waiting for them to do a campaign expansion and never did, well, here's your game.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. And finally, in the coming out sometime, is Dragon Quest XI. It's coming out in Japan the 29th of July. 3DS, PS4, no... the Switch version is coming out later. But, Oh, yeah, and they're doing the slime controller, too, because... Of course,
because those always sell.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
it's like licensed to print money. So,
Oh, here it's a little statue, but also it's a controller, a stupid controller, but
really uncomfortable controller.
It kind of is.
Yeah, yeah. That's out in Japan though, so no word yet on North American release.
It's $90 controller.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's an expensive controller.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So,
there's also a special edition of that where you can get both the PS4 and 3DS versions together.
Yep. That's got to be some kind of unprecedented.
Yeah, cross-platform, cross-company buy. Well, you can only do this physically, though. You can't. You just wouldn't be able to get away with that digitally.
Which, in the cases they come in, are kind of like hollowed-out books.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty cool design.
Yeah. Dragon Quest. It's coming. We may eventually get it. Hopefully we do.
A given at this point.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're finally doing right by the series over here.
Yeah, well, they've been consistently re-releasing all of the older titles now back on the 3DS, so I would imagine, it wouldn't be too long before we see the localized version of this show up in North America.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we shouldn't see Nintendo have to drag them out to get their games over here.
No, I think that's long past now.
I think Matsuda would die and burn in hell before he'd let Nintendo get the licensing money from that.
Yeah.
Hey, we got an actual new one.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Nintendo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right, so moving on, we have some very intriguing images showing up on Shoryuken from... Michael Latham. He's working on Eternal Successors. We talked about that
yep.
they were considering this a couple of weeks back.
Yep.
Looks like it's a little further along than
we thought.
A simple poll led it on.
Yeah.
And he went directly to Shoryuken for this, so apparently he knows who his audience is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
It's good that he didn't just come out and address "quote unquote" the fan base to put this together, because going to Shoryuken is going to immediately disclose him on why all of these old school fighting game franchise resurrections are working.
Yeah,
and sort of the bar you have to reach in order to make it work for yourself.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so. That this is where he's going, and this is how he's going about this whole creative process, speaks really well to how the game's probably going to turn out.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping we'll see it on the PS4 sooner rather than later.
So my one thing is I hope he still keeps sort of the same level of "quote unquote" seriousness that the original game had, which is that it's very tongue in cheek, but also kind of serious at the same time.
Yeah, I don't think it could be anything else with him.
Because I mean, this is a game that the original game, this was the fighting game that could let you play as a chicken and a snake,
yeah,
yeah,
and a dog,
okay, man.
okay, man, and a Bruce Lee lookalike who fought with acupuncture needles.
Yeah.
Did and you take a look at these screens?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And of course, you could also play as, you know, a senator who wears a American flag suit and turns into a maniac postman.
Yeah.
And also has probably the best theme music in the freaking game.
Yeah.
It's literally just Hail to the Chief turned to, you know,
metal.
mid-90s heavy metal.
Yeah. Which was great. But yeah, I'm hoping they have success with this. And
yeah.
I'm also hoping maybe Sega gets on board with this.
And it
gives them the license. Because, yeah.
That would be the Sega thing to do right now.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Be great to have some of those original characters back in there. So,
yeah.
That'll be cool.
And don't forget, don't skimp on the gore either.
No, at this point, I think you kind of have to have it.
Yeah, because, I mean, the original games were... Holy cow, did they outdo Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. They were pretty bad. But, yeah.
That one stage that they've rendered so far is gorgeous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm hopeful. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyways, so moving on, we had some intriguing news from Glixel. James Milk talks with Samurai Gumi about their status with the current SNK, and it turns out they're not actually in the current SNK.
Hmm.
Yeah, gotta give Glixel and James Mielke a shout out. They've been doing fantastic work, just in general since Glixel started up. The whole interview is really good with Samurai Gumi. If you're a fan of Samurai Showdown, then absolutely, it's worth your time.
Mm-hmm.
Intriguing portion of the interview did involve them talking about how they weren't part of the current SNK, but they would love to reactivate to some extent or another, and whether that means we have maybe a new project like Eternal Successors coming down the pipeline from them, or maybe Oda will reach out to them. It looks like something is at least poised to happen.
Yeah.
And so hopefully hopefully this materializes into something, because we need Samurai Showdown to be a part of the current fighting game landscape.
Yes, we do.
And I think it would be an important part of any build to Capcom versus SNK3 at that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's we were talking offline the other night about stuff that kind of does need to happen, and yeah, that would be one of them. I think you know, Darkstalkers coming back.
Darkstalkers has to come back.
Yeah,
but I think Capcom's end of the bargain will probably hold up just as they build upon CFN.
Yeah, well, they kind of have to. I mean, CFN can't really just be stuck with Marvel and Street Fighter V.
Exactly.
Have to expand it.
Mm-hmm. So that now they've kind of committed to it, whether they realize it or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any doubts that Capcom versus SNK3 will happen.
Yeah.
I just think there are some other games that have to happen first before. Before all those properties become recognizable in a crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But good news overall, so...
Yeah. It's good to see that they're still out there, that they're still wanting to produce.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, ideally Oda's got something for them to do.
Yeah.
I'm sure he could find something for them to do.
Yeah. Well, let's see how this plays out.
Yeah. You know, their parent company, Leyu Millennium, is not short on money, so...
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Anyways. So, moving on, we got some good news for people who buy games on Xbox Live, which is quite a few people. Microsoft has implemented a refunds policy. This is basically very similar to the Steam refunds policy. You get 14 days or 2 hours to figure out whether you bought a lemon. And then you can request a refund. You have to do this through your Microsoft account on the web. You can't do it on the console just yet, but that's probably coming at some point. I can say that the preview program screen is accurate because I've seen this myself.
Yeah, I think it's just on your earlier ring
yeah.
versus mine, more general one that doesn't have any of that yet.
Yeah. I'm in the alpha ring, so I have seen this.
I have access to OneDrive.
Yep, so do I. I've got custom profiles. About time. They implemented custom gamer picks. So, yeah, that's cool. It's good to see Microsoft implementing this. Hey, Sony, can you start sucking a little less now as far as your customer support goes? Because, that's one thing that Sony's online policies have been a little weak on. But, with both Steam, Origin, and Xbox Live now offering it, basically it's going to look
GOG,
like...
GOG, I think, GOG. Does it too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, GOG, that was kind of built into their ethos to begin with, so, yeah. But, and Humble, too. Don't forget that. With all of these platforms now starting to offer refunds, it's going to start looking like the odd man out
when yep. you
start looking at Nintendo and Sony. So, yeah, I'm happy to see it, and I'll expect to see that rolling out soon.
Yeah. Yeah, shame it didn't happen earlier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I bought... Never mind. I won't go back into those bad memories. So, fun article over at Polygon, basically saying that Xbox Scorpio is aiming to eliminate console generations. Which I said several months ago.
Yeah. We'd like some credit, folks.
The entire idea behind the whole TikTok mentality, I think we talked about it around E3.
Yeah.
Last year. And, I don't know how long how literally you are going to be able to take that, because I just worry, that you're going to have people saying, well, if you have to have it running on this device, then that's going to hamstring it from running as well as it can on this, or being the game that it can be on this device.
Yeah, well, and, the way I see this going is while they'll keep the legacy support going for the older games, eventually they're going to release the restriction on what has to be compatible. I don't think they're going to require developers to keep supporting the Xbox One platform 3 or 4 iterations out. But that particular 3 or 4 iteation console will still be able to play Xbox One games.
Yeah.
This is kind of what we really want, is a console that will just continue to play all the stuff that we already own.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, sort of getting rid of the hard walls between each generation where they get walled off from one another. Just be able to say, hey, we're not going to completely change all the stuff inside just for the next one, because we made a new deal with NVIDIA instead of AMD.
Yeah, and I don't think that's going to be much of an issue going forward, especially on the Xbox platform, seeing as it's kind of Windows and it has all those APIs that developers know already. So it's probably going to be easier for Microsoft to do this than it would for Sony, because they're based on BSD, and it's like, yeah, pain in the ass to kind of develop there. This is I like this approach. I'm hoping Scorpio does well. I'll be picking one up.
I'm not sold on one, but depending on how it plays out, then I can definitely say I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
I just don't know how money's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need more information on pricing and release date and all that.
Yeah. Well, release, I can pretty much guarantee it's going to be probably November. That's usually when they're going to launch that kind of thing. Rest of the details will probably end up showing up at E3.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, this is cool. What's not so cool is Nintendo canceling the NES Classic. Discontinuing after these final shipments that are going to retailers in April, no more.
At least as far as this version is concerned.
Yeah.
Episode 110.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Just 55.
I think
go to the 3055 mark. I may have said something alluding to this.
Yeah. Got hacked and oh crap. Now they're just going to basically take their ball and go home.
Yep.
Which is okay, well there's a couple of reasons that this could actually be, you know, something valid. One, okay, if the production of the NES Classic is actually taking away capacity for producing the Switch, that's a valid reason to drop it.
Yeah.
And they would have done well to say so.
Yeah. But they didn't.
Nope.
Instead, it kind of leaves the door open to think, well, I think they just don't want people to hack it, so they're just not going to make it anymore.
Right.
Because they can't patch it out.
Yeah. So it would require a hardware revision, and they don't want to really do that. Expect the value of NES Classic Editions to go up immediately as
they are already tripling.
Yeah.
I think I saw on eBay. eBay trying to go to $10,000 for it.
That's
like good. Right after the news. Like,
yeah, that's a bit extreme.
That's a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
it means if they're going to be bringing out this NES Classic at some point.
They're going to be a lot more careful with the hardware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it'll get hacked anyway, because that's how things happen.
Yeah.
When you get hardware out into the hands of people who are smart and not afraid to open it, your secrets aren't going to stay secret for very long. Let's just put it that way. Yeah. In other Nintendo news, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild for the Switch sold more copies than Switches are available.
Hmm. Yeah.
This actually shouldn't really surprise anybody who's familiar with the Legend of Zelda series in general.
True. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it helped they had that special edition, so people will probably double plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it's just an amazing freaking game.
Yeah.
And also, people probably preparing for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe couldn't get a Switch, but they were able to get hold of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is highly possible. Because also those folks who are, you know, will buy a few sealed copies, hang on to them, and, you know, in 10, 15 years, unload them.
Or get them signed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
So right now I'm guessing that obviously Nintendo's obviously happy to have the good sales, but I think it should be reminded that, you know, the Wii U did pretty good sales for the first couple of months too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all pretty well for the first couple of months. As long as Nintendo can keep the shipments of the Switch coming in consistently, and to their credit, they actually have.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not as hard to get a Switch as you would imagine it should be.
Yeah.
You know, you might have to wait a week or two, but you'll probably have pretty good luck getting one if you're just patient enough to wait for your retailer to get them.
That's not to say the Switch isn't selling. The Switch is selling like crazy, but Nintendo apparently kind of learned their apparently Nintendo kind of learned their lesson last time.
Yeah, and they're actually getting consoles out as fast as they can sell them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
now let's just hope they can keep the good software coming.
Yeah. Which is leading to Nintendo Direct this week.
It was a good Direct.
Yeah. 3DS, pretty strong showing so far.
Mm-hmm.
Chris's favorite, Bye Bye Box Boy, is now out. So
yep, I've been playing a little bit of that. It's more good stuff.
Yep.
You got a little buddy called QB, QBBY. It's like a little box boy. What's cool is they have amiibo support. So since it's a HAL game, if you use any of the other Kirby amiibo, you can get unlock that skin. So now I'm playing with Kirby box boy.
Nice. Yeah. Also out on the 3DS right now is Team Curry Clash. Team Curry?
Kirby.
Team Kirby Clash Deluxe. Yeah. It's out now, free to start co-op.
I've heard some decent things about it, so I'm looking forward to checking it out.
Yeah.
And
later in June, we have Ever Oasis. You probably want to look at this one. RPG Maker Fez coming out 27th of June. What else we got? Hey, Pikmin, 28th of July.
That should be good.
Yeah. Coldcept Revolt, 29th of August. What else we got here? Another Kirby game, Kirby's Blowout Blast. That's going to be summer 2017, not actually.
I think it's a bit more of a... It's not a puzzle game, but it's Kirby... bit more puzzly level design, but... It seems kind of like maybe Mario 3D World, ish, where it's kind of like 3D levels, but not the less side scrolling that the last few have been.
Yeah,
it looks fun.
Yeah. Then we have Monster Hunter Stories, fall 2017. So that's another license to print money.
Yeah.
It's a JRPG
though, so that's
kind of Pokemon-esque.
I'll be there.
Yeah. That looks very, 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 very fun. Watched two Psychic Spectres. That's another fall 2017.
Has the Yo-Kai Watch franchise been selling over here?
Yeah,
probably decently.
Decent.
Yeah, I see the toys in like Walmart.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's buying them, but. They're there, right next to like the Minecraft stuff and all that.
Well, I was a Walmart cashier still recently enough to say, yeah, they're selling.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? We got another Kirby multiplayer action game coming holiday 2017. No word on the name or whatever, but
yeah, just say Kirby.
Yeah.
Coming out later this year because we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of Kirby.
Yeah.
They might have just might as well just signed a giant E3 sign on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. They'll switch Kirby, so that's the worst part of it all.
Yeah.
Then Miitopia later this year at some point.
It seems like it could be a pretty cool game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like more of an actual game than the, I forget what the other Miitomo. Mii game that, yeah. Like it's like, hey, what if you took Miitomo and made it a game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a concept.
Yeah.
And then finally for the 3DS, we have Fire Emblem Echoes, Shadows of Valentia, getting DLC and season passes.
No surprise, but take my money.
Yeah. So that was the 3DS, and that was a pretty strong, pretty strong lineup there. And then we went into what they've got scheduled for the Switch, and some of this stuff we knew, some of it we didn't. Mario Kart 8 Deluxe tournaments coming at launch. So 4/28, you're going to be able to do some Mario Kart 8 tournamenting.
Yeah, nice to see them getting behind the online stuff with that right at launch.
Yeah. Of course, it's based on the fact that their online service has to actually work.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's actually a kind of a bit of a hidden date of this.
It works.
I guess it kind of works. Yeah.
Danrob and I have been playing Bomberman.
Yep. Yeah. I wonder when they're going to actually start charging for that.
Fall.
They say
this is
fall.
What they're saying.
I think we'll find that out at E3.
Yeah.
Yep. Seems like a place where they might announce stuff.
Yeah. So what else we got? Minecraft, Nintendo Switch Edition, May 11th.
There's your money.
Yeah, it's more money. strange that a Microsoft game is available on a Nintendo platform, but okay, it's not the first time it's happened.
Nope. Yeah, it's been on Wii U, obviously all the PlayStation platforms.
Yeah.
They're not going to be stupid and say, no,
nope.
We only want the money going through Microsoft.
Yeah.
We're going to take all of your money.
Yep. We'll put it on everything because it just prints money.
So. Yeah, I think even on PC, they're going to start establishing their own storefront for mods and such.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be...
They want all the money for everything.
Yep. So. Then we have this Gaia 5 Complete coming out May 23rd. Another turn-based strategy RPG, which is...
Yeah. This Gaia series is good, so...
Yep. It'll be an interesting test to see if NASA keeps working on the Switch.
Yeah. After the...
Here, buy our old game. Yep. It'll determine if you get new games.
Yeah.
That's smart to say.
Yeah.
It's a year or so old, I think, at this point. Yeah.
So. Then June 16th, ARMS finally comes out.
So, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they showed a ramen-based character. He has noodle arms. Literally.
Of course.
Yeah. So, what else do we have here? Some hardware. So, we got a neon yellow Joy-Con and straps coming out the, also the same day, 6th of 16th. Battery extender. Yeah.
Yeah, so you can put your own double A's in there.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Might be nice to give it a little bit more heft.
Yeah.
Make it a little bit bigger, all that.
Yeah.
It's a thin, tiny little thing that we have to use right now.
Yeah.
Well, you can get one of those big, massive anchor batteries and triple your battery life, so...
Well, these are just for the Joy-Cons when you have those out.
Yeah. So, yeah, that might be worth it.
Though I don't play any games with the Joy-Cons, really.
I don't think the battery life of those Joy-Cons is problematic enough that it would need it. So,
yeah, unless you're playing like Zelda, like it's a Wii game.
Yeah. Yeah, in the grip. Yeah.
I don't know why you would. I got my Pro Controller. That's all I need.
Yeah. You know, if you can't afford $70 for the Pro Controller just yet, that's probably, you probably go through some batteries.
And you spend $400, what's another 70?
Where's that? Yeah.
Go big or go home.
Yep. So then we got.
Splatoon this is also 2. The guy who bought the Serious Business Edition of No Man's Sky.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, and I got the ship 8 months later.
Yeah,
ensuring I never do business with what's her name ever again.
Hello Games.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The people that produced it.
What's their names? Anyways,
I don't. I get their emails.
Yeah,
I need to put them on the spam filter.
Yep.
Yeah. So Splatoon 2, July 21st, has a new co-op mode. Yeah. Called,
Salmon Run.
Salmon.
Yep. So get ready to have that stupid theme song in your head again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a nice little story of the squids dealing with the salmon that are invading the lands. I mean, nice little horde mode for that game, which is nice to see. Still don't know much else about it, but I'm sure E3 is going to be where they're unveiling campaign and all that.
Yeah.
I got to hand it Nintendo, though. It's,
that game.
Oh, yeah. I got to hand it Nintendo, though. That franchise is really working out for them.
Yeah, I mean...
It's their newest IP they've put out, and...
sold really well.
Oh, yeah.
I think Nintendo just has to not be so afraid of releasing new IP. There's plenty of great ideas that can be had. You don't have to rely on the same old franchises over and over again.
Yeah. So. Well, the weird thing with that game is they got Amiibo also coming out, like new versions of the squid and the two squid kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use those, or the previous ones as well, you can save loadouts to them.
Hmm.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Paid $13 to do loadouts.
Yeah. Oh well. Gotta make their money somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Then let's see what we have here. Fate Extellus coming out the 25th of July. Another pretty good looking JRPG for fans.
Yeah, it looks like Dynasty Warriors a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Battle Chaser Night Wars Summer 2017. Don't know.
Yep.
This one.
That one's kind of a JRPG-ish, like turn-based RPG, a little bit of dungeon crawling.
Yeah. And it looks gorgeous.
That's from THQ Nordic.
Yep. From Joe Madureira.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it looks amazing.
Hmm.
I think we'll be able to get a code for that when it gets closer.
Yeah. So that's going to be pretty good. Yeah, THQ Nordic, they're pretty friendly to us. So yeah.
Yeah, they're going through the Evolve platform that we've been getting.
Yeah.
A good bit of support out of, so that's great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Namco Museum coming out summer 2017. I think Namco will just put their games on everything as far as their old stuff goes.
You don't have a valid platform if Namco hasn't put their arcade games out on it yet.
Yes. Pretty much.
Yeah. If you can't play Galaga on it, don't buy it. So that's basically how that works. Yeah. Hopefully this is a pretty good collection and not just like three games.
Yeah, they seem to suggest you'll be able to use the Joy-Cons for local multiplayer.
Yeah.
Navigable games, so. I don't know if it's a strict collection or if it's going to be like a pinball arcade or pinball FX sort of. It's a shell that you can buy stuff in.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think they might have had collection, but I don't know.
Yeah. We'll wait and see how that goes. Then what else have we got? Project Mikaru. Summer 2017.
Yeah, from the video, it looks like if you try to evolve Bomberman. Yeah. But it's all based on butt stomps.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Japan.
Yep, it's Nintendo.
Yep.
Saying, fuck you, Konami, we're going to do it better.
Because we have butts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then
stomping butts for 20 years now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Then we have Cinemora EX.
Yep. Or THQ.
Sonic Mania, summer 2017.
Yep.
Monopoly, fall 2017.
We all knew that one was coming.
Yeah, another one of those.
Seems like a pretty decent tablet mode version of that game.
Yeah.
Just pass out the controllers and you all can watch it on the board.
Yeah. Yeah. Hope they have an option where they can let you play, you don't have to play house rules. You can play play it the way it was originally meant to be played.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. And then Sonic Forces Holiday 2017. We're kind of still lukewarm on this one, so
we'll
have to wait and see.
Yeah, I like the trailer for this one.
It's going to be all about Sonic Mania.
And I was freaking out about the classic Sonic things. How's this thing? It's like the last time they did this. You don't need to freak out, Mr. Trailer Guy.
Yeah. Then what else we have? Payday 2, later this year. Kind of an old game. It'll run just fine on the Switch.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to play it on the Switch, but you could. You'll be able to.
Yeah. Nice test for their online stuff.
Yeah.
And their DLC platform.
Yeah. And then finally rounding it out, Rayman Legends Definitive Edition later this year, because Ubisoft has to be on every platform.
Yeah.
So does Rayman.
Yeah, it's a really good version of that game.
Yeah.
Should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's the definitive edition. It's got to be
the best.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's a lot of software support for the Switch going into the summer and fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good to see.
Yep. I think they also had Ultra Street Fighter 2 on there as well.
Yeah,
I think they talked about the motion control mode. That weird thing.
Yeah, but nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
So
that's not why you're buying that game.
Yeah, and stay tuned because E3 is still coming, and Nintendo has made it clear that they plan on having a very big presence at E3 this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to find out about New Donk City.
Yeah. Yeah, Mario Odyssey, that's going to be their big holiday game. There's no doubt about that.
That's Skyrim, I think.
Yeah. Skyrim, and hopefully...
Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah, we'll find out what Xenoblade is doing.
Yeah, if it's coming out this year. A couple of them, I'm pretty sure that's going to get delayed, but we'll see. But, yeah, it's looking like a very strong lineup and a very dense Nintendo Direct for this, yeah. that we had this week.
And to the point they just had like 10, 15 minutes for each platform. Just like, just keep throwing it out there. Just keep going.
Yeah.
No, here's this, here's this, here's this.
Yeah.
They did well.
Yeah. It's what we would really want to see from Nintendo right now.
If they can do this for like an hour and a half at E3, that'll be terrific.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the biggest question about the Switch early on is whether or not software support is going to continue for it, whether developers are just going to abandon it. And it looks like, so far, it seems to be sticking.
It's pushing the eShop to its limits because they can't show all of it yet.
Yes.
Their attempt at it is like put up a bestsellers list. It's like, this doesn't really do much.
Nope. Yeah, Nintendo
just tells me what other people are buying.
Yeah, I need to sort that out.
Like, just getting the demo that they put out for Puyo Puyo Tetris, you had to go to the coming soon where Puyo Puyo Tetris was at, and then go to that page, and then there was a demo thing on there. Initially, it didn't even work the download.
Yeah.
Or I had to quit a game. I don't know what it was. It was, wasn't working. But it was just weird. I had to find out where the download list is for that.
Yeah.
I tried downloading from there. Nope, nothing.
Yeah.
I eventually downloaded, but it's not too great so far.
Hmm.
Need to keep working on their OS.
Yeah, they need to work on their OS, the eShop, but yeah.
Hopefully the other thing, there's a big demo for the Box Boy games. It contains levels from all three.
Yeah.
So if you haven't tried that out yet, that's a good way to check it all out.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're all optimistic so far about the Switch's prospects, which is a good thing, because it might influence my decision to actually buy one fairly soon.
Yeah, well,
when money will permit, but still. Anyways, that's I think gonna wrap it up for the week, guys.
Yeah.
So, as usual, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app. You can check us out over on the Facebook, facebook.com/smashpadsocial, or head over to the site itself, smashpad.com. We're also on Twitter, @smashpad. Tweet us, message us. Hey, we're around. We'll reply. So, check us out. So, with that, I am Filippo D'Adolfo.
I'm Patrick Mifflin.
I'm Brandon Perkins.
And I'm Chris Elogi.
We'll see you all next week.